القرآن تفسير with مولانا شفيق حاجي on رياض الذاكرين
نور فؤادك يا إنسان.
We go to the Quran al-Kareem. Firstly, the Hadith Sharif on the importance of the Quran. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. An Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna li kulli shay'in sharafan yatabahawna bihi, wa inna baha'a ummati wa sharafaha al-Quran, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha reports that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, certainly there is always a thing in which people take pride, and that which is glory and pride for my ummah is the Holy Quran, is the Quran al-Kareem. So in the light of this Hadith Sharif, let us go to verse 243 to 244 of Surah Baqarah, and thereafter we follow its tafsir.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ألم تر إلى الذين خرجوا من ديارهم وهم ألوف حذر الموت فقال لهم الله موتوا ثم أحياهم إن الله لذو فضل على الناس ولكن أكثر الناس لا يشكرون. وقاتلوا في سبيل الله واعلموا أن الله سميع عليم.
صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم. سورة البقرة revealed in مدينة المنورة. It consists of 286 verses. It is the second surah in the Noble Quran, and this surah has 40 rukus. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says in verse 243, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر إلى الذين خرجوا من ديارهم وهم ألوف حذر الموت فقال لهم الله موتوا ثم أحياهم إن الله لذو فضل على الناس ولكن أكثر الناس لا يشكرون. Have you seen those people who fled their homes in the thousands out of the fear of death? Allah said unto them, die, and then brought them all back to life. Verily Allah is the conferrer of blessings to men, but most people are ungrateful. وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Flight in the way of Allah and know that definitely Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. Now, ya jama'at al-Muslimin, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speaks about an incident of the Bani Israel. Allama Baghawi rahimahumullah writes in Ma'alim al-Tanzil, volume 1, page 223, that the majority of commentators are of the opinion that this verse refers to the people of a town called Dawardan. And once, when a plague swept through the town, many people left the town, while others remained behind. And those who left the town were unharmed, while most of those who remained behind perished. Now, when the group returned after the epidemic was no more in the town, the survivors of the town thought that they shall also do the same if ever that particular epidemic returned. So the following year, the plague returned once more, whereupon nearly everyone fled the town and stayed in an open plain where they thought they would be safe now. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dispatched two angels who shouted out from above and below them, and they said, Mutu, die, and they all died at that time. So another report says that once a king from the Bani Israel commanded them to fight the enemy in jihad. And although they had previously prepared an army, they became cowardly on this occasion. And they told the king that the place where he had commanded them to march to was engulfed in a fatal epidemic, and that they will wait for it to disappear before proceeding. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu then afflicted them with a plague that began to destroy them. Grief stricken by this, they all emerged from their homes. Now seeing this, Jama'at al-Muslimin, the king supplicated to Allah to show these people a sign that there is no escape from death. Even in fleeing, even in running away, nobody can escape death at that prescribed time. You will leave this world, and not a second earlier, not a second later. On that particular time, when maut comes and death comes, Jama'at al-Muslimin, then it can be the king, the biggest king in this world, he also has to leave this world, then on that appointed time, that death will come to him. And consequently, as they left the town, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Mutu, die." And they all, together with the animals, perished on the spot like a single person. Allahu Akbar. And that is the Qudrat and the power of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Their bodies remained in the state for 8 days and began to bloat. People were unable to bury such large number of bodies, so they built a wall around them to prevent animals from coming closer to them. And later, when the Nabi of the time, that is Hazrat Hizqila alayhi salam, passed by, he was astounded by the sight. He was shocked at the sight. And Allah asked him whether he wished to witness a miracle. When he replied in the affirmative, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu brought them all back to life. Allahu Akbar. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu brought them back to life, gave them the ruh back, the soul back. And according to another report, he made dua to Allah to breathe them back to life into them. And when they came back to life, they all proclaimed, "Sublime is Allah, our sustainer, for whom is all praise. Besides you, O Allah, there is no other deity." They then returned to their people, Jama'at al-Muslimin. This is Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, who Allah can do whatever Allah wishes. Hazrat Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Allah caused them to die as a punishment because they sought to escape death. He then returned them to life since they were still to complete their lives. In other words, it was not total. Now life has to, that they have come to the end of the life. It's like how when a person passes away, that is the completion of his life. He leaves this world and never to return again. But here Allah Jalla Jalalu, because they still had a lifespan left in this world, but Allah showed that He can give death to them and bring them alive again. And if this were not so, Allah would never have brought them back to life, because then the life has been completed, that quota has come to an end. But here Jama'at Muslimin, the quota was still left of this world, their risk was still left in this world, so they had to return. Allah gave them life again. And then after a while, then for many years after that, then they left this world. Allama Baghawi Rahimahullah quotes, and various reports with regard to the actual number. How many were there? How many of these people were there? So there is various narrations that these were either 3,000, 4,000, 8,000, 10,000, 30,000, 40,000, up to 70,000 has been recorded regarding to these people. And he says that a figure in excess of 10,000 is more likely to be correct because of the word thousands that is mentioned, which is in Arabic denotes amount in excess of 10,000. Now Jama'at al-Muslimin, besides these two reports, many more are recorded in the books of Tafsir, but they all originate from the Bani Israel. And understanding the Quran is not based upon these reports, and then they are therefore best left unquoted. It is sufficient for us to understand that Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is capable of giving death to thousands or more people at one time, just as He is able to bring them all back to life. Since Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ummi, He had Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who had no knowledge of these events and which pertain to the Bani Israel. Allah informed him of these, which is a clear sign of his prophethood, of his risalat. And since the Arabs were generally unaware of these things. So Jama'at al-Muslimin, with regard to the second verse, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, fight in the way of Allah. Commentators say that it was addressed to those people in the second incident who attempted to excuse themselves from fighting in jihad. Jama'at al-Muslimin, others maintain that the order is directed towards the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this case, the incident of the Bani Israel serves as an introduction to this order. And therefore, this ummah should not avoid jihad because of the fear of death, which is inevitable to every person, be he engaged in jihad or sitting at home. Fighting in jihad will earn a person untold rewards, while refraining from the same will only deprive him of these. And it is therefore wiser to participate, since death will still come to either person, whether a person is at home or he is in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now here the plague that afflicted the Bani Israel was a source of punishment for them, whereas it is a mercy of the ummah, for the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As he said in the hadith, Allah sends all these epidemics as a chastisement to the nations, but has made it a mercy unto my ummah. Should a person be present in a place of where there is this epidemic, but remains there with the conviction that harm can only come to him if it is decreed by Allah, then such a person will attain the rank of the martyrs. And this has been mentioned in Bukhari, volume 2, page 853. And those who die in a plague, as well as those who remain patiently in the affected area, attain this privilege, as reported in the same reference of Bukhari. Hazrat Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Hazrat Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu both report that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if you hear of an epidemic in another place, then do not go there. But if it is prevalent in the place where you are situated, do not flee. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, to flee from a place where there is an epidemic is like deserting the battlefield. Whoever remains there with patience will attain the rank of a martyr. And this has been mentioned in Mishkatul Sharif, volume 1, page 139. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding, and may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it such that these incidents which are mentioned in the Qur'an Kareem, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala built our iman even more stronger, that Allah jalla jalaluhu, who is our creator, we come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ma alayna illa al-bala.